Hey, what's going on, Strongpreneur Nation? It is, Saturday, March 19th, 2016. Man, I've had too long of a break from running my mouth here. Been a crazy first quarter. Some travel for me, visiting clients, doing some conferences and things like that. No excuse. Should have found a way to get this done, and I didn't, so I'm back in the saddle for another solo cast here today. And today I'm going to talk about a couple questions that came in through our Strongpreneur Nation Facebook group not too long ago. And so today I thought I would take just a little bit of time and talk about that. So first of all, if you've not been over to the Strongpreneur Nation Facebook group, go to Facebook, type in the Strongpreneur Nation Mastermind into the search bar, and you will see it. Go ahead and request access, and we'll let you in even before we teach you the secret handshake and all that stuff. So so head over there. There's a lot of good stuff in there, good people in there. Pose other questions you have, ask for advice and help for your business, and you'll get it from the other strongpreneurs that are in that Facebook group. So check it out. One of the questions came from Travis, and he said, he was asking what my thoughts were on growing a super niche business. Super niche. I say niche. Others may say niche. If you want to go French, you go niche. Okay, right? Okay, that's my French. But anyway, so first let's talk about let's define a niche. All right. Just simply put, a niche is when you target a smaller audience with, you know, the bigger companies, you know, the Walmarts of the world and things like that. They're going to go, hey, man, we're going to carry a ton of products, meet the needs of the masses, where a niche business might be Bob's, you know, ski shop, okay, where he just sells stuff to skiers. All right, so a niche just targets a smaller audience segment, and they're generally highly defined. They're a highly defined target market. So as an example, on the business coaching side of my life, if you go to motorhard.com, you'll see that I'm a business coach for contractors. Okay, so I'm serving a niche. Now, a super niche would be taking that segment and going even deeper. So it might be a business coach just for painters, or a business coach for, you know, contractors that are left-handed and use, you know, iPhone 6s, whatever. Okay, I'm getting crazy here, but you get the point. So a super niche, growing a super niche business is even more focused. So just some of my thoughts on growing a niche business. I'll tell you what, things turned for me the more niche I got. When I made the commitment a couple years ago, to just work predominantly with contractors, a lot of good things happened. A lot of people fear that by focusing on a niche, you are going to, not take advantage of all the opportunities that you have to build your business. Where what I've seen in my business and other businesses I work with is that the more focused that you can be, the better it is. In fact, there's a marketing guy out there named Jim Conley, amazing guy over in the UK. And he always talks about being number one in a category of one. And that's how I view setting yourself up in your business. So how can you create that super niche in your own industry? Okay, so first you got to fine tune your identity. You got to really decide who am I going to target, you know, and then what message am I going to send them? Okay, when you choose that segment, so let's say you were going to be you're an accountant. You wanted to be an accountant for plumbing contractors, all right, as an example. Well, can that segment support you? You know, do they need you? How are you unique to them? You know, all these things have to be discussed and researched, and maybe you go out and you ask some questions. And I think what you'll find is that when you choose a segment like that and you fine tune your message, you know, you go to my homepage at motorhard.com and it's like, hey, I'm here to kick your contracting business in the ass. Okay. Right out of the gate, it's saying that if you're a contractor and you want to kick your business in the tail, this is the place for you. Okay, so that niche, that super niche that you're going after, should scream a solution to the pains of that segment's life. Okay, and what's great about this, you guys, is that you could become the number one expert in that niche. Okay, through creating content, through speaking, building a community around it. around people that have a common interest, a common goal, common pain, common problems. You could be the facilitator of that and meet the needs for those people. So don't fear the niche, the niche. Okay? Look for ways that you can dig deeper and help a smaller segment of your industry, because you are then the expert in that segment, and then in turn, you can charge more money, you're going to have better referrals and all that good stuff, and grow your business. So, but I definitely am a fan of niching down, but make sure that the niche can support you. So, that's my quick thoughts on that. I'd love to hear what you guys think in the Facebook group. So go ahead and head over there and weigh in on how you've niched down your business. Maybe you're in a super niche business and you have some thoughts as well. Barbie asked a marketing question that I would just want to talk about quickly here today. And her question was, when do I hire a professional marketing firm to do my marketing? All right. So my answer with this is, it depends. There's a lot of things it depends on, but I know the audience here, and most of you are small business owners. A lot of you were, you know, people that started out solo and you're wearing every hat in the business. And over time, maybe it's now 2-3 people, or maybe you're up to 20 or 30 people in your business and your service business, whatever it is. And so here's my thoughts. I'm just going to kind of, you know, free my mind and just chat as I'm looking at the snow out here in Manitou Springs, Colorado. First, take stock of your skills and your resources. Okay, do you like to market? Do you like to tell stories? Do you like to build a brand? Because that's what marketing is about. It's about telling a story. And if you absolutely hate it, then you need to look at a couple things. First, you need to look at your role as the leader of your business, because I personally believe that one of the top roles is the leader of a business is to tell the story of the brand and create that culture and create that position in the marketplace. So anyway, that's the first thing that comes to mind. The second thing is, if you're not skilled at it, if you hate it, look to your team. And what skills do we have in-house that can help us tell our story? So guys, listen, it's 2016, and we have never been more set up in our lives to take control of our own story and our own marketing like we can right now. All right? I mean, my goodness, all the social media and the phones and the live streaming and all this stuff, is we can reach so many people for so few dollars if we would just embrace that mindset. And as Gary Vaynerchuk says, market like it's 2016, not 20 years ago. All right. So listen, if your leads are low, it could be a number of things. Maybe you have a crappy message. You know, maybe you never took the time to identify who your ideal client was and understand their pain. And so then, you know, no matter what source of marketing you do or advertising messaging you put out there, whether it's your website or, God forbid, you're in the yellow pages or your yard signs or whatever, if it's not speaking to your ideal client, that could be a possible reason that you're not getting leads and sales coming in. Maybe your experience just stinks. Okay, because I'll tell you what, the number one lead generator for most businesses is having a kick butt product and experience, because people will talk about it. And so maybe it's just simply you need to take control of your experience and refine it and go, all right, how are we going to raise the bar and, you know, blow through the mediocrity that we've allowed to happen here and deliver a great experience so that people actually talk about us in a positive way and tell their friends about your company, your restaurant, whatever it is. All right. So when would I hire a marketing agency? All right. I don't know if I will, and I don't know if I would. But I know what I would do is I would outsource a lot of the things that I can't do. The worst thing you could do is spend a bunch of time as the business owner on crap you're no good at. All right. I hear this all the time. You know, when people think they don't want to hire us because of our expertise, and then we turn around and don't want to hire other people that are better than things that we are, it's kind of a stupid double standard. So, but I have a graphic designer and a web designer that I use, that I outsource. I have blog and content writers, and I write all my own blogs. Obviously, I do my own videos and my podcasts like we're doing here. But, you know, I, I have at times outsourced somebody to create some content for me. My virtual assistant, Roz, is creating just about every social media post with a picture and a cool saying and all this other stuff. She knows my brand. She knows my my mindset. And so she creates things that are in line with that. Now, it's my job to communicate with people and to, you know, keep the conversation going. But I outsource everything I can that I'm not good at because, you know, tell the truth, guys, a lot of times it just doesn't get done. And when it does, a lot of times we're no good at it. We don't have a strategy and we don't know where we're going. So I personally believe in telling my own story as a business. And whether I own a painting company, whether I own a coaching business, whether I own a restaurant, the tools that we have at our fingertips are amazing in 2016. Not to mention that the employees that we hire, man, they know how to use this stuff. They know how to tell stories. So create that strategy. Get your own team telling the story. And I really, truly believe that you'll have more marketing success doing that in most small businesses than you would going out and spending a bunch of money on a firm to market your business all under one roof. Now, listen, I know some of you are going, hey, I've hired a marketing firm and it was the greatest thing I ever did. Okay, I'm not saying there's not a time and place, but you guys asked me my thoughts on this, and my thoughts are I want to take control of my brand, my position, and tell my own story authentically with a genuine focus on the things that I believe are going to help my ideal clients. So listen, those are my thoughts on a couple things, Dan, niche businesses and when to hire a marketing firm or not. Head over to the Strongpreneur Nation Facebook group, Strongpreneur Nation Mastermind Facebook, whatever the heck it is. I told you to type in the beginning of this thing. And give me your thoughts. Give us your thoughts on hiring. Maybe you've got a great experience with a marketing firm. We'd love to hear it. Maybe you're having a hard time, you know, figuring out what your niche needs to be in your business. Let's hear it. Throw it out before the group and let's get a bunch of minds on it. People that are, you know, thinking at levels that maybe you're not or thinking differently than you are and might see things a little bit differently. Let's throw it out in front of each other. Get the help we need. We all need mentoring. We all need coaching and help. So head over there and do that. And with that, I'm going to sign off for this short edition of the Strongpreneur Nation podcast, solo cast, you know, whatever we're calling it. Travis, rock the guitars, buddy. We'll see you guys next time on the Strongpreneur podcast.